With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Court records show that a man who died after fatally shooting two police officers and a firefighter in a Minneapolis area neighborhood was not legally allowed. 38-year-old Shannon Gooden was also involved in a years-long child custody dispute. Also at SRNNews.com, Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley will give a speech today on the state of the presidential race. She's set to deliver the remarks in Greenville, South Carolina. A columnist at Bethany Mandel tells the Salem Radio Network the Biden administration has political motives in pressuring Israel to embrace a two-state solution with Hamas. Palestinians.
I think that they are seeing their polling numbers, especially in Michigan, and they're terrified of their reelection prospects. And they're trying to just throw anything at the wall possible. And I think that they're doing this because they know it's not actually going to happen. So they want to appear as though they're doing something.
Mandel says the proposal sends a dangerous message to Hamas and other terror groups that launching a terror attack will get you what you want. Nearly all of California under a flood watch as another atmospheric river rolls in. Weather Prediction Centers issued an excessive rain outlook for most of California through Tuesday. Eiffel Tower shut its doors for the second time in 2 months.
Tourists heading to the world-famous site were greeted with a sign saying the landmark was closed. Stéphane Dieu, a delegate of one of the workers' unions, said the strike is to demand higher wages and improved maintenance of the monument. U.S. tourist Morgan McKenney told the AP,
"Knowing that I can't come to the tower today is very, very disappointing. I came here for my birthday, but at least I still get to see it."
The Eiffel Tower is typically open 365 days a year, but it is occasionally affected by strikes.
This is SRN News. More than 8,000 Christians were murdered in Nigeria last year.
It's the work of two Muslim terror groups, Boko Haram and the Fulani Herdsmen. The numbers come from the International Society for Civil Liberties and Rule of Law, which also reports that 500 churches were attacked in Nigeria in 2023, and more than 70 clergymen have been kidnapped. This is not a new problem. Muslim terrorists have been preying on Nigeria's Christians for the last 15 years. Government efforts to stem the bloodletting have failed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The ACLU is suing Virginia to block Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin's policies on transgenderism in public schools. Two separate lawsuits ask the courts to set aside Youngkin's policies, including an order that bans boys from competing against girls in sports. Youngkin also wants teachers and students to be allowed to refer to a transgender student by the name and pronouns associated with their biological sex. This is SRN News. Israel has banned Brazil's president from visiting the country after he likened Israeli actions in Gaza to Adolf Hitler's extermination of the Jews.
President Lula's remarks, which included describing the Gaza conflict as a genocide rather than a war, sparked outrage in Israel. The country's foreign minister, Israel Katz, summoned Brazil's ambassador in protest and has insisted the president is persona non grata in Israel until he retracts his comments. Israel has said it expects to continue its military operation in Gaza for up to 2 more months, with an offensive against overcrowded Rafah City likely within 3 weeks.
In Washington State, a cougar attacked a 60-year-old cyclist. 5 other cyclists were on the trail as well. They grabbed the cougar and held the animal down using a mountain bike. Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife officers killed the animal. The woman was treated at a hospital and released. More at SRNNews.com.